anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
You're listening to Anything and Everything with Doris podcast. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the Spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a blessed week. Last week, we were talking about the effects of soda on our bodies. And I did mention sugar and how it's not so good either. A lot of the drinks that are created in America are much worse than the ones around the world, because around the world, they do have a high sugar content. So that's not good. That's what makes them unsafe. But in America, they use a lot of high fructose corn syrup, which is even worse than the sugar. But all in all, none of them are healthy, and none of them are safe to use in moderation. And I did say that in another episode, I wanted to talk about sugar. And the reason that I'm bringing all this up is because right now, everybody's trying to do what they can to build their immune system up and stay healthy. And it's important to understand that that's a great thing. We all need to do that. And we actually need to do that all the time. But there's things that people didn't realize, including myself, that while we're building up our immune system, there's certain things that we're eating and drinking that's counteracting that. So you kind of like wasting your time, and nobody wants to do that. So we learned about the high fructose corn syrup and the effects on soda last week. And this week, I'm going to explain to you about sugar and are there really good, healthy alternatives that we can use? Because if you're like me, I am addicted to sugar. I love everything to be sweet. That's my downfall. And being raised in Louisiana, we ate a lot of cane sugar. And of course, there's a difference between the raw cane sugar and then the processed and stuff like that. But for me, my taste is accustomed to cane sugar. So it's really difficult for me because for 50 years, I've been using cane sugar. And now I have to try to switch over. And remember last week we were saying sugar and high fructose corn syrup, that is an addiction. I always thought, well, it's just something I prefer. Some people like saltier foods. I prefer sweeter foods. But it's actually an addiction. It's just as powerful as those who have a heroin or cocaine addiction. Sugar is just as tough to break. And so, of course, what can you do? I want to break that habit. I'd love to get rid of sugar out of my diet. I would love to be able to say I'm sugar free. But what do I do to replace something that's healthier for me? So that's what we're going to discuss this week. Normally, this conversation would start out, can you guess the worst ingredient for your body? Say, well, could it be sugar? Of course, it's sugar. It's the worst thing we can put in our bodies. And there are so many sweeteners out there, and some are natural, but they're not healthy after they've been processed. So we understand the ones that are created in a lab, such as aspartame, equals Splenda. We know they are harmful to our bodies. We understand they're clearly linked to diabetes, kidney disease, metabolic dysfunction, obesity, and the ailments continue. Kidney disease doesn't always have to come from alcohol. It comes from too much sugar, too much high fructose corn syrup as well. And let me tell you, high fructose corn syrup and sugar is in almost every single thing we eat. When you go to the grocery store, check out the labels. You'll be shocked. Stuff that you thought didn't even really taste sweet, but it's in there. I was floored when I saw things that had sugar or high fructose corn syrup that I was like, it don't even taste sweet. Why are they doing that? I was one of the many that never used artificial sweetener because I knew it was worse than sugar. I just didn't know how to sweeten my food and beverages any other way than using cane sugar. And so that's what I've used for 50 plus years. We look back at our grandparents and their parents and we say, but they weren't so sickly. Was diabetes that big back then? And it didn't seem like it was. And they didn't have all of these autoimmune diseases and stuff like that. But that's because they were eating healthier foods. They were eating less processed foods. And when you're going to process food that's going to sit on the shelf like your canned foods over long periods of time, they're going to have to put stuff in it that's not necessarily stuff we should be eating. Our American diet has changed drastically over the generations. We now have more toxic ingredients going into our bodies from food than any other generation before. Is it any wonder why we have more obesity, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, fatty liver disease, and even cancer? We have more of those diseases than ever before. It is difficult these days to stay away from the high fructose corn syrup if you are buying processed food. And you must check the labels and learn which items are healthier choices. Consumers are getting smarter, and companies are giving you more options if you are willing to make an effort in reading the labels. It also helps to eat more whole foods than processed ones, but with such busy lives, I understand that that can be difficult. I've even been told it's much more expensive to buy the healthier choices. And that's true. I've seen that. I've seen that myself. But if you think about it, on the long-term range, you're going to save money because you're going to be less ill. And you may save yourself from getting that autoimmune disease. You may save yourself from getting that cancer. So you might pay a little bit more up front for what you're putting into your body, but it's going to last a lot longer and be a lot healthier. Granulated white sugar, which is made from sugar cane or sugar beets, is the most refined and chemically processed sugar, making it the least beneficial. And it has been linked to gastrointestinal disorders. Raw cane sugar is not as processed or refined as granulated white sugar. It is extracted from the sugarcane plant and retains some molasses and moisture from the plant. So this means that you consume less sugar as well as calories per serving. It also has benefits such as anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, cholesterol lowering abilities, but most of those are lost during the processing that it does go through. So if you must use cane sugar, go for the raw cane sugar instead. So that's what I try to use right now. I buy that most of the time. But I really want to get away from that. I really want to do something even healthier than that. And so here are a few other options that you can use that won't rot your teeth or cause weight gain or create a blood sugar imbalance. Instead, they offer great health benefits. You never realized how much Mother Nature has you covered when you crave just a little sweetness. I'm going to start with stevia because that's my husband's favorite that works the best. And I like it the best, although I'm still trying to adjust to the difference, the taste and difference between the raw cane sugar. But so far, this is the best one that I found that works for me and my husband. It's a natural substitute made from the leaves of the stevia plant. It contains 0 calories, 0 sugar, and is a very affordable alternative. It is more than the granulated cane sugar, but it is pretty affordable. Its benefits include anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antimicrobial, anti-diabetic, anti-hypertensive, anti-cancer. The researchers declared the positive effects stevia has on the metabolic conditions aggravated by excessive sugar consumption, such as obesity, hypertension, and diabetes in various studies. It's also 300 times sweeter than sugar, so you're going to use a lot less of it. So could you imagine using a natural sweetener that reduces blood sugar and blood pressure. It combats infections and lowers the risk of diabetes. You can find it in liquid or crystallized sugar form. And this is the best option that I've found for diabetics. Then we have xylitol. Xylitol is a sugar alcohol derived from xylose, and it's found in birch bark. It only has 40% of the calories found in sugar. It's also low carb with only 1/4 compared to cane sugar. It has a glycemic rating of 13, which means xylitol is metabolized about 8 times slower than cane sugar. It's also metabolized independently of insulin in the gut. Therefore, xylitol is also a safer choice for diabetics, hypoglycemics, and sugar-sensitive people. Its other benefits include a reduction in candida, Streptococcus mutans, ear and throat infections, reduction of cavities, and plaque buildup. Researchers are also suggesting that xylitol may increase bone strength and density. Xylitol can have a laxative effect, so it is best to start out slowly with it. It is also toxic to dogs, so if these are two concerns that you may have, then this may not be for you. Xylitol can be made from corn, so look for the non-GMO certified labels, or better yet, use the form derived from the birch tree. Raw honey. Now, I've used raw honey in my tea, and I've actually been surprised how much I really like it. Raw honey has been identified as consisting over 180 health-promoting substances, including antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. Pasteurized honey is heated to kill the potentially harmful bacteria, but it also kills the good bacteria. Raw honey contains helpful microorganisms that aid in digestion, making it a natural prebiotic. The phenolic compounds found in raw honey play an important role in preventing cancer and reducing arterial blockages and lowering the overall risk associated with cardiovascular disease. It's also great for soothing sore throats and coughs, relieving stress, and aids in getting better sleep. It is high in carbs and calories, and it is recommended that raw honey not be consumed by children under 2, and I also wouldn't recommend it for diabetics. But I'm also being told that Manuka honey is the best to go with. Another option are dates. It turns out that dates can be used as a paste or even bought as a syrup. And they have antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, gastroprotective properties. And since they contain essential nutrients such as B6, copper, iron, potassium, manganese, and magnesium, they are considered a high-energy food source. Now, I haven't tried that yet, but I would like to. Coconut sugar. It's made from the sap of the coconut tree and is mostly sucrose with potassium, magnesium, and prebiotic fiber. It is processed less than other sweeteners since the sap is essentially extracted and placed in the heat to dry. It is high in calories, so if you're counting calories, this is not for you. In my research, these two came up often, but I'd use these in place of regular syrup for pancakes or waffles. But I believe my grandmother used to use these also for oatmeal and tea sometimes. And that would be the maple syrup. Maple syrup in pure form goes through minimal processing. The only process, once the sap is extracted from the maple tree, is that it is brought to boiling to evaporate any excess water and then filtered to take out any sediment. It contains calcium, potassium, zinc, and magnesium. Although it is a bit pricey, I really do like this syrup the best. And then we have the blackstrap molasses. It's the result of boiling sugar cane during the production of granulated cane sugar. Now, what makes this better than granulated cane sugar is that it contains more than 1/4 of your daily supply of iron, magnesium, potassium, manganese, and B vitamins with much less sugar. It has high antioxidant content that has been recognized in cancer prevention during clinical studies. In 2011, a study showed that adding molasses to a high-fat diet had the effect of reducing body weight and body fat percentages due to decreased calorie absorption. It's rich in copper, iron, and calcium, giving molasses a vital role in maintaining healthy blood and bones. It's a great supplement for women at risk for osteoporosis, as well as a great alternative for nursing pregnant women. And then last, I did want to mention monk fruit. Now, I tried monk fruit and I didn't care for it only because it has an aftertaste and I'm really sensitive to taste. But my neighbor who brought it to me and allowed me to try hers, she loves it. And I guess she's gotten used to the aftertaste and it doesn't bother her as much. But monk fruit is another great option and it comes from a melon native to southern China. And it promotes weight loss, it's safe for diabetics, and it has anti-inflammatory properties. If the aftertaste doesn't bother you, monk fruit is a really good option. And it is hard to find locally, so you're probably going to have to find it online. Now, these are some great alternatives for your sweet tooth. But remember, everything must be used in moderation for maintaining good health. To learn more about these healthier choices for substituting sugar, check out our references in our show notes below. Thank you for listening, and God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week, so come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite, Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.